Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Okay, so you know I've been obsessed with the song French Kisses by ZZ and H. You've been listening the last few days. I am obsessed by the song French Kiss. Do you know the song French Kisses by ZZ and H? Well, ZZ is French for, like, Little Willie. And the song French Kisses, at first, I've been listening to a dance music station over Christmas. And I know all the dance hits. Dua Lipa. Mm. So French Kisses, at first I thought was one of the worst songs I'd ever heard. The more I think about it, and I think about it all the time. I think about French Kisses all the time. For those of you who don't know, it's like a teacher said to a group of 15-year-old boys, okay, lads, I want you to write the sexiest, rudest song that you can. And so they've come up with French Kisses, because that apparently is... But I discovered something. As I was singing it today, I discovered the genius of the lyric of French Kisses, right? So let's just have a little listen to a little bit of French Kisses by ZZ and H, and then I'm going to show you. Oh, and I've got to turn off the Star Trek, otherwise we'll be in terrible trouble. Here we go. Okay, we go. Now something happened. There's something in there. Right, that is genius. That is genius. Listen again. And I didn't notice it until I was singing it today, right? French Kisses, what we do is none of your friends' business. Let's have a listen. French Kisses, none of your friends' business. There is something in there that is genius. Forget, let's take Bob Dylan's, what did he get? He got the Nobel Prize for ripping off fans who pay 200 quid to go and see him and he does a terrible show. No, he got the Nobel Prize for Literature. We need to remove that from... Next, we're taking call straight to air. Sit back. We need to remove that from him and give it to this gentleman, ZZ. 0344 499 1000. We're going to take calls straight to air just for the first bit of the show, guys. Calm down. What I want to know is, stay there. What I want to know is, what is so genius about this? Something in that in there is genius. 0344 499 1000. Call straight to air. Yes, line one. What's genius about that bit of that song? Oh, gosh, the momentum's really been sucked out. Hello there. Yes, hi, you're on the radio.
Is that me?
Yes, it is. Great to have you on board. What's your name?
Hello, is that me, John? Oh, hello.
Yes.
Are you taking me straight to air?
Hello. It's crazy. It's crazy, but I do it quite often when I'm bored. Yes, straight to air. You're on the radio now.
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit rubbish, to be honest. It's you know, I'm an old guy, so, you know, not my cup of tea.
No, but there is a moment of genius.
Yes.
There's a moment of genius in the chorus, and I've heard this song And so number of times. Katia, if you're listening, Katia is obsessed with this song. She's one of our listeners. Phone up. There is a listen again. There is a moment of genius here. Hang on. When I give you the French kisses, we do not know your friend's business. But you want some of the French kisses. Mwah. I'm going to make you say ooh la la. Now, there is genius in there, John.
I don't want to know your friend's business, all right?
What? I don't want to make friends poo myself. Okay. John, what did you call in for?
I called in just to, I've just been doing some Googling.
That's great news. Thank you very much indeed. If you've been using the internet tonight, give us a call. 0344 499 1000. We are taking calls straight to air. And do you know what? I'm prepared to do the whole 3 hours of the show around this. What is the genius moment in that song? Yes, line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello. Is it that he draws French kisses with French kisses?
Say that again.
Is it that he draws French kisses with French kisses?
Is it that he rhymes French kisses with French kisses?
No, that's right.
Is the phone in your mouth?
Yeah.
There we go.
French business and French kisses.
It's not that.
Oh.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to line three. Line three, what's the genius about that bit of the song?
Hello.
Hello.
It's me again.
What's going on? You're the internet guy.
Mate, I am so embarrassed.
This is the internet guy. This is the guy that's used the internet tonight. Show off.
No, I was...
Stop showing off. We ain't got it. My mum won't let me use it because she's waiting for a phone call.
Well, the wife won't.
Let's go to line four. Line four, what's so genius about that bit of the song? What? Hello?
Hello?
Why am I the only one enthusiastic about this show? Okay, let's go. I bet all of these calls are Catherine. All of them are Kath trying to screw me up. Line six, you're on the wireless. Is this thing on? Hello? Hang on a minute. Hello, can you hear me? If your number ends 527, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, you. Can you hear me? Oh, man! This is a national radio station. All right, we go to line seven. Good evening, line seven. You're on the wireless.
Hey there.
Yes, what's so genius about that part of the song?
Because he says la la, and he gets...
I'm going back on the gear. He does what?
He gets two syllables. When he says la la, he gets two syllables in a place where you're expecting one. So it packs in an extra syllable.
No, la la is two syllables.
But they're short syllables, and normally you only get one syllable in.
Well, so
there.
He's done quavers instead of crotchets. Two beats on a one.
I don't know about that. He's got two syllables into one word, into one space.
No, that's not it. But you're kind of in the right area. Line five. What's so... Let me just play it again, because I think people are confused. Oh, no, not that bit. That bit's obviously great. French kisses. We do none of your friends' business. But you want some of the French kisses. Mwah! Gonna make you say ooh la la. What is it? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sweet Lord, shoot me! You're live on Talk Radio. How can I help you, caller?
Me?
No, the fella stood behind you wearing the glasses.
Oh, I am on Talk Radio. Nobody told me that I was coming on.
I literally just told you.
Okay.
Literally just told you.
Seconds. Okay, cool. I didn't realise I was on. No one said to me you were about to be on.
I literally just told you you were on.
All right, I'm on. Okay. Look at your watch. Give me 60 seconds.
Why?
Because now this is my show.
Why is this? Why is this your show?
Well,
Oh, no, you're an idiot. Goodbye. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, no, no little bed there? No little bed? That's fine, don't worry about that. I will do this all night if I have to. I will do 3 hours. I've been nominated for 2 awards. I'm untouchable for the next 2 days, probably. I'm untouchable. So I will do this for the whole 3 hours. There is something in that bit of the song that is genius. What is it? Line one, you're on the wireless. He's gone. Line two, you're on the wireless.
I am, am I?
Dear God, could I ask you to put my vibe down and stop sucking it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm deadly serious. Stop sucking my vibe.
So you have a call-in show and this is how you treat people?
You've called in and you've sucked my vibe without my permission. This is how you treat your call-in hosts? That's disgusting. You should be listening to LBC.
Are you serious?
You talking to me? How dare you phone up? How dare you phone up? How dare you phone up and suck my vibe dry?
This is a recording, right?
I don't know. Are you? I can't believe a real-life human being could sound as downbeat as you do.
Am I really on the radio?
Yes. Just shut it, pal.
What am I calling in about?
I've done a little garden.
I'm sorry?
Dear, dear, dear. What a radio program this is.
Go on.
Who's that?
I want to hear more.
Who's that?
I want to hear more.
Who's that?
Go on. Go on. Keep talking. I want to
hear
more.
Who's that?
Oh, God, what do you want, man?
Are you wasting airtime?
All radio is a waste of airtime. You know that, don't you? All radio, all movies, all books, all television, all conversation is simply wasting time until we die. You know that, don't you, Shawnee boy?
How do you know I'm Sean?
Because I'm very, very clever.
Okay. All right, if we're having a serious conversation...
I don't want a serious conversation. Why would I want a serious conversation?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, why would I? I'm trying to get people to tell me what is so genius about the song French Kisses by ZZ featuring H.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. Now you're wasting my time. Let's try line four. Line four, you're on the wireless, please.
Hi, Ian. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
The bell is out! I didn't have to root around for it! That's because I haven't got Catherine here. I haven't got Catherine here distracting me because she's joined ISIS.
Top man.
Lads, it's a lad show tonight.
I've been driven to calling in by the state of the callers you've had in the last 10 or 15
God,
minutes.
The first 25 minutes of the show has been awful.
This has got to be it, surely. The way he says moi, make you say ooh la la, the moi is the noise you'd make when you kiss, but it also means make you say ooh la la.
I think you're reading too much into it. What I was looking at, just have a listen.
Let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la.
What I was excited about was the fact that he does a kissing noise, mwah, M-W-A-H, and it rhymes with ooh la la. That is genius.
Let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la.
And you've taken
that the extra layer.
You've taken it to the next level, my friend. So give me that again.
So moi means I or me in French. So he's saying I make you say ooh la la.
This is it.
It's also the kissing noise.
What's your name, my friend?
It's Jerry.
Jerry, this is why this song is so great. Every time I listen to it, I hear something new. And you've just told me something. Thank you, Jerry.
No worries.
God bless you.
I won't leave it 3 years to call in next time.
Thank you very much indeed. Let me just rattle through these losers. Yes.
The reason that song sounds so good is that it sounds just like I Miss Dynamite.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone loved it. And everyone loved that song because it was brilliant.
It was a brilliant song. Miss Dynamite was brilliant. I was trackside when she was involved in a very serious car accident. I mean, I wasn't responsible for it. But no, it doesn't sound anything like that. Let me just rattle through these and then we'll start the show proper and talk about, I don't know, Big Ben or Megan or something. I don't care. Yes, line three.
Hey, how are you? All right. I just want to offer you a message of support there. You're getting horrible abuse there from people last night in the chat.
What?
Thought that was disgusting.
What?
I noticed there you're getting...
A lot of racists in the old YouTube chat. Notice there's no YouTube tonight, guys.
They're saying mean things about Israel. My uncle, back in the day, he took a trip to Israel.
Why? Whoa, time out, just pause for a second. Why are we talking about Israel?
I have to show my support there, you know what I mean?
But by you being pro-Israel, we're now going to get people phoning up who are pro-Palestine and pro-Israel, and people who are anti-Israel and pro-Palestine. Then we'll get people phoning up talking about, I don't care. He's gone. Thank goodness for that. I've been to Israel. It was very hot and the coffee wasn't very nice. That's all I can tell you. If that makes me anti-Semitic, I don't think it does it? No. Yes, line four.
Hello. Hi. I wonder if the thing about the song is because he says moi, which is French, plus the sound of a kiss?
Yes.
Is that the right answer?
Well, it's the fact that it's moi and it rhymes with ooh la la, but our friend Jerry just told us that moi, and I didn't know this, moi also means I in French. So he's doing the sound of the kiss.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, that's it. ZZ.
Oh, God. Well, I didn't hear him say that because I was on hold.
Not accusing you of stealing his answer at all. I would not do that. Let's just rattle through these last two, then we'll do Basis Britain. Yeah, hello.
Hiya.
Oh,
it says moi, M-O-I. It means a kiss from me.
Thank you very much indeed. What a horrific image. Let's take a break. When we come back, this show's really going to start properly. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
That is literally all the material I've got for the show. And I'm surprised I stretched it out for 30 minutes. If I'm honest, I like to be honest with you. I'm surprised I stretched it out for 30 minutes. Oh, my neck. I thought I'd get 5 minutes tops. 5 minutes tops. But, that's it. 30 minutes. Another 2.5 hours to fill. That puts me in a very, very awkward position. Because, I mean, I got some... These are the stories I've got from the papers, right? They're not very good. I'm going to tell you that now. They're not very good stories. And what I do is I just write down one word and a page number. And then, so I've got dog, naked, two different stories, ice skating, hunt, bants, Greg's, bongs, brekkie, crisp, books to do. That's it. That is it. It's all I've got. Terrible, boring, really boring news stories. Really boring. And I really don't want to. I mean, I do. I've got the papers here. I can do it. The papers are here. And this is it. It's papers. And I've got the list. I'll go through the list again. Dog, naked, ice skating. They're all separate. Hunt, Bants, Greg's, bongs, brekkie, crisp, books to do. That's it. I really don't want to. Miss Kath. I really don't want to do those stories. They're dull stories. So, what we're going to need to do, what I would like you to do is, haven't done a solo show for a long time. A little bit nervous. So, what I would like you to do is call up. That's it. someone has. Let's go to Sharon. Good evening, Sharon.
Hi.
Hey, Sharon, what you got for us?
I just wanted to phone up the big Ben Bong.
The big Ben Bong?
Yep.
Are you on hands-free?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not doing that thing. Have you ever seen The Apprentice?
No.
Okay. What? You've never seen it?
No.
They basically get a bunch of nobbers to do tasks. But what they do is they hold their telephone. You know how to hold a telephone, right?
Yeah, right next to your ear and your mouth.
Thank you. But on The Apprentice, they hold it in front of them, right? And I now see so many people walking down the street, holding the phones in front of them and talking into it and doing one of two things. They either talk into it in front of them about 4 inches away from their mouths and then listen like that, or, and this is even more insane, they'll talk into it, and then when they're listening to the answer, they'll put it by their ears.
Yeah.
I saw a bloke walking down the street the other day reading a book.
I hate the ones that have got their headphones on and they look like they're listening to music.
And you're not allowed to kill them.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to. It's against the law. Sharon, talk to me, Sharon.
I was just warming up to say that everyone should book in for your Glasgow show because I'm going to my own.
Sharon's coming to Glasgow when she booked the tickets, she booked the wrong show. Glasgow's later in the year, maybe August. Sharon muffed up on the website, booked a show for tomorrow. She had to phone the venue and they changed the tickets for her. True story, eh, Sharon?
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, that happened.
How did you get the tickets so incredibly wrong?
I don't know. I went to your link on your website and I don't know how I booked that wrong.
These things happen, but you're coming to see us in August, and boy, oh boy.
And I will be there.
It's going to be a great show, Sharon, because...
I will be, because I'll be there.
You'll be there, and one lucky audience member will get to sleep with me and Catherine.
Right.
It could be you, Sharon. It could be you. I'm not promising anything, but it could be you.
Sorted.
Nice one. Anything else, or shall I cut you off?
Cut me off.
There we go. 03444991000. Let's go to Tom. Good evening, Tom.
Evening, mate.
A little bit friendly, aren't we, Tom? I don't know you.
I know. I'm a new caller. I'm a new caller to you.
What? What?
I've never called you up before. I'm listening to you, but I
don't believe you. I think we've spoken before.
On what?
The phone.
I can't remember.
How long you been listening for?
Thank you, we're in the old studio.
Yeah, on the old studio. It doesn't count as a long time listener, first time caller. You don't get the bell, I'm afraid, Tom.
Oh, what is the bell?
You don't get the bell! You can want it. You don't get it.
Why not?
Because you're not a long-term listener. I would say mid-term listener. Well, I've been doing this for 21 years. I would say yeah, short-term listener.
Yeah, only because you moved again to the same building.
I'm going to move my fist radio at high speed into your nose in a minute, Tom. Oh, you're getting me wound up.
And I know you can work on Absolute Radio.
Yeah, I used to work on Absolute Radio. Used to work on Absolute Radio. I wonder if they got any jobs.
Yeah, and I didn't hear you there, but yeah.
Used to listen to me on Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
Well, that makes you a long-term listener.
Yeah, but I come over to you on Court Radio now.
Well, I only left Absolute Radio. I mean, fair play. I did only leave there about 9 years ago.
Been that long?
Yes, it has been. I've been here 4 years. I was at a place before that for 4.5 years and out of work for 6 months. You got the bell, Tom. You got the goddamn bell. Happy now?
Thanks.
Happy
yeah,
now?
Happy. Yeah, I'm going. Thanks.
Steal the... Are you off? Goodbye. There we go. Very shouty show tonight. This is the Catherine... Without Catherine here, I feel really sad. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? He's thinking.
Yo, what's going on?
You must get that all the time.
I do get all the time. Hey, listen, man, you know the Apprentice phone thing you mentioned? It was really funny. That just reminded me, Bob Mortimer did a really funny series of short clips on his Twitter. Check it out. It's really funny.
Oh, the train man guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Train guy. But Bob Mortimer is, without a shadow of a doubt, the funniest human being on the planet. I've met him. I've worked with him. He wrote a TV show for me.
Yeah, I got your book and it has a foreword.
You got that book. Yeah, yeah. And Bob is one of those people, you just sit with him, right, having lunch or something, and he'll just be talking and you just start giggling. And he's not really doing anything, but he's just funny. He's just very funny.
It has helped that he is like a national treasure of excellent facts and albeit made up. But
he wears slippers all the time.
Seriously.
And I made a joke about it, but I think I'm not sure. He's got something wrong with his feet. It's like really painful arthritis or something. He's got really painful feet, so he can't bear to have his feet in shoes. So he just wears slippers all the time.
Amazing. I feel like this is going to be a question on would I lie to you or something.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
Listen, man, I just want to ask you a quick question. How do you spell that song again, the Kadang Kadang thing? Because I try to YouTube all the time, and it always comes up with, like, not found.
I can never... God, man, we're going back a bit, aren't we?
It's
for those who don't know, Kadang Kadang is, like, the original version of French Kisses. Is it this?
Because it was by this bloke called, was it Gus Mavis Albacant or something like that? Or is it a different person?
Hang on. Everyone just cool out. I got it.
How do you spell it?
I don't know, actually, because that's not it. Some Indian people have come up. Gudang.
Because it keeps correcting me either in Kerang, K-E-R-R-A-N-G, or... If I tried G-E-R-D-A-N-G, it's not coming up. And it always used to come up before, I think.
Maybe they've pulled it off.
They've just removed it, yeah. Song. But I didn't realise it was so niche that it would just stop existing after, like, a certain time.
Hang on a minute. Stay with me. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. How much do you want to love me, Joe?
There
it is. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the original French Kisses. Yeah, Joe, bringing back some good memories.
Absolutely.
Yes, man.
Real deal.
Here we go. Gadang, 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 gadang. Woohoo. We'll play that after 11. And should I tell you how I found it, Joe? Yeah. Should I tell you how I found it?
How did you spell it, by the way?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was really easy to find.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Piss me. I bet you have, like, saved it somewhere.
No, I found it on YouTube. Like, I did. While I was talking to you, I did a little bit. I'll give you a clue, right? One of our earlier callers was showing off about something, and I remembered that, and I did what they said they'd been doing.
Look it up on Google.
Thank you very much indeed, Joe. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go, for crying out loud. Last call of the night, Andre.
All right, last one, yeah. I've been looking at YouTube myself. There's a quick one for you. Okay? The ages... One time they were just like you. Thinking, smoking, sticks and sniffing glue.
Imagine you've just woken up, right, and it's completely dark in your bedroom, but you can just hear this voice somewhere in the darkness singing this, right?
Don't just put them in a home.
You're like, what? What?
Can't have much fun, they're all on their own. Give a hand if you can. I'll try and help them to.
You're in your bed going, Jesus, what is that? And your partner's away for the weekend.
Only out of time. Every time we try.
This is horrendous. I really hope I never get to speak to that guy again. It's horrendous. Imagine I'm getting paid for this.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.